Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, September 18th. The River Bandits are Midwest League champions after a 12-2 win over Fort Wayne Saturday night at Modern Woodman Park. This is the seventh time in franchise history that the Bandits have won the championship and the third time in the last 7 years. The River Bandits will open the 2018 season against Cedar Rapids on April 5th. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says she's not running for re-election. The surprise announcement comes midway through her fourth term. Brian Mackey has more.
Madigan has been Attorney General since 2003 and has focused much of her energy on consumer protection. The Democrats filed lawsuits over student debt, worker abuse, and drug prices. That's led some Republicans to say she ought to have spent more time fighting public corruption. Still, Madigan has been popular with voters, winning re-election three times with anywhere from 60% to 70% of the vote. Madigan isn't saying what's next, just that she'll continue to work on helping people. She's long been talked about as a potential candidate for governor, but said she would never run for the office as long as her father, Michael Madigan, remains Speaker of the Illinois House. I'm Brian Mackey.
A study by the Economics Department at Iowa State University indicates Iowa's economy is creating jobs, but not enough for those with college educations and high-tech skills. As a result, report co-author Dave Swenson says the state is losing these workers to other parts of the country. He adds, however, the situation may be changing as Iowa's economy begins to move slowly toward the national average for jobs requiring higher educations.
The brain drain that we've continuously suffered here in Iowa because our economy can't use those workers is going to ebb a little bit. We're going to be able to absorb more of that skilled talent.
Swenson says Iowa's strong banking and finance sectors offer positions for college graduates, but the state's manufacturing and agricultural bases can't use all these highly trained workers. Sexual assault cases move ahead slowly in Iowa because of a testing backlog at the state crime lab. The Des Moines Register reports that 405 sexual assault cases were waiting for DNA testing at the state crime lab at the end of August. That's up from the end of 2014 when 265 cases awaited processing. The delays mean the victims of sexual assault in Iowa may have to wait months for testing before an arrest can be made. At the same time, the lean state budget makes it difficult to fill openings at the lab. A museum in Peoria is preparing to install a 31-foot-tall, 19-ton painted bronze sculpture of Abraham Lincoln standing with a modern-day man holding the Gettysburg Address. The Peoria Journal-Star reports the sculpture, named Return Visit, has been on display in Chicago for the past year next to Tribune Tower. Peoria Riverfront Museum officials secured its next stop just as the state's bicentennial celebrations begin. The installation is expected tomorrow. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.